We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 2803.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill,
the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room.
Hot Tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 8 mistakes you make while grilling burgers. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
Drinkity drunk.
All right, here we go to Colorado, where two female corrections officers arrested after having sex at 7-Eleven. A guy named Ryan rents out some family's home he doesn't know while they're on vacation, saying it's a very nice home, and it's a little slice of heaven. Again, it's not his house. In San Jose, you could be the proud owner of a home destroyed by fire for $1 million. A bank robber tries to impress Taylor Swift in a bag of money over her fence. He chucks. And a monkey left in a department store attic found mummified. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we spin the category wheel.
Boom.
Like clockwork today.
You know it.
Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, to date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, whose spirit animal is an idiot, and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, Michelle. And away we go. Welcome to show number 2803. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Head chef is in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The 8 mistakes that you make grilling burgers. You thought that you made a pretty good burger. Maybe turns out that there's a couple things that you could be doing better. The head chef has some tips coming up. Noah Sherlock is on tap as well. And, of course, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Now, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. Basically, all you have to do is get one question correct. Ted will spin the category wheel. All we need to know is if you're playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Now, one thing we like to do here is a little side thing, a men's room poll. Every week we ask you a question, a hypothetical. And last week we wanted to know, based on kind of a natural disaster type of storm situation, if you had to go through and deal with one, would you rather be in an earthquake, in a tornado, or a hurricane? Overwhelmingly, the response, at least as far as you who play Big Dummy, was that you would rather have to go through an earthquake, followed by a tie with tornado and hurricane. So that's how last week's poll went. Now, this week's men's room poll, it's a little bit different. You are going to be locked in a room for 1 hour. Your choices on what you're going to be locked in go something like this. 1 hour locked in a room full of snakes. Some are venomous, some are not. Think Raiders of the Lost Ark. Think when they opened up and looked down under the floor.
You don't know.
Other than maybe the bugs. They are. Yeah, either way, you are in a room full of snakes for 1 hour. They might just coil up and lay there.
I'm taking the snakes no matter what.
Okay. Number two, 1 hour locked in a room full of tarantulas.
Absolutely not.
Tarantulas, number two. Number three, 1 hour in a room locked full of bees. Or your final choice, 1 hour locked in a room with one chimpanzee.
No way.
So,
again, no way.
1 hour locked in a room full of either snakes, tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee. That is the men's room poll for today.
I'm taking the snake. And look, I would not be happy to be locked in a room with any of these four, but I would take snakes. I understand some might be poisonous. They might not be. That's what you're hedging your bets on, right? We just don't know. But snakes don't bother me, right? So if one crawl, look, like I said, I would not be happy to be there, but they don't bother. They don't freak me out. Like, so tarantulas, I don't know if they're venomous or not. It doesn't matter. To me, they are monsters. I'm not comfortable with them. I don't like the idea of them. I could not be in a room full of tarantulas. And it's not about any imminent danger. It's just the fact I'd be skeeved the F out, right?
Okay.
The bees, I think I would take bees after. So I go snakes, bees, all right? Because the bees, like, I've been stung. I know it's an hour. Even if they turn on me, I'm hedging my bets that it might
be
in the last
human. Well, if one turns on you, more than likely there's going to be more than one.
I know, but I'm not going to do anything, right? But I'm taking chimp last without question. And, Miles, I know you have a different theory on the chimp. I'm not willing to take the bet.
I have a working bet on
this. You are willing to take.
I have a working bet on this.
All right.
Okay. So it goes like this. Let's think of all the movies with a chimpanzee. Back in the day, we had, what was it, Clyde?
Yeah.
Clyde was in a bunch of Clint Eastwood movies. The most
BJ
recent,
and the bear, wasn't that a
chimp? Yeah, the most recent chimpanzee that we know of is the situation that happened to the woman in New England who owned a chimpanzee. Her friend came over and brought a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
Mm-hmm.
The chimpanzee, I believe they said, at times, had or in the past, or maybe at the present time, had been on, like, Zoloft or some kind of prescription drug for depression or anxiety. I don't know what the hell they had this thing
for being a chimpanzee. They gave it Zoloft because it's acting like a chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a chimpanzee.
But the chimpanzee sees this Tickle Me Elmo doll and basically attacks the friend, rips this woman's face off, other damages, not sure if she, digit-wise or whatever, obviously.
No, she took some, the chimp took some digits, too.
It was
but her face
not being
was
a male. Normally, a chimpanzee would go for a man's genitalia.
Yeah,
this is not a male who was attacked. It was a female, so
she had her face bitten off.
Correct, and it took. She still
she had her
up.
Face bitten off, man.
However,
it could have killed. It chose not to kill her. Its choice was to maim her, man.
And I want to say that this went on for about 5 minutes before they were able to get the chimpanzee off of this woman. So in a very short amount of time, this thing did an incredible amount of damage. However, before this point in time, this animal lived with humans for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as the big picture window goes on time,
you're hedging your bets.
I'm hedging my bets that in
you'll
that
get
1 hour.
Hour,
I will not do anything that could possibly disturb this chimpanzee to the point that'll get him to that ballistic 5 minutes.
But you don't know.
I do not know.
You don't know. Because keep in mind, no one intentionally tries to piss off a chimpanzee that's in proximity, right?
Sure.
But the woman that owned this chimpanzee still felt the need to put it on medication, not because there's anything wrong with the chimpanzee.
What
but,
if I
but because it's a chimpanzee. So The thing is, it has 1 hour, man. And I mean, if for 4 seconds that chimp has a bad day, if for 4 seconds it's irritable about something,
I lose my penis and I lose my face. What if I flip the script and I walk over to him and I grab him by the boys and just look at him in the eyes and go like, you want to go?
Then he's going to rip off your penis and eat your face. But
honestly, I think the smart way to go on this is to go tarantulas first.
Yeah,
bees second. Chimpanzee and then snakes. Because I think if I could get bit by a snake.
I hate snakes. Have a weird So I'm taking tarantula first.
Me too.
I think I could stomp them. I think I could stomp a few.
It's a room full of them.
I'm just going to lay there.
They can climb on the wall, though, man.
What are you going to just stand real still the whole time and just let them crawl all over your
That's
body?
What I'm going to do. I'm going to lay there, zone out, and just let them have at
it. What if you could sit in the corner? I mean, hell, I told you when I was up in, where'd I go? Victoria, British Columbia. Beautiful, by the way. They have the Fairmount Princess Hotel.
All right.
It's one of these old, old hotels. Very English tradition-wise, they have tea every day. And when I say they have tea every day, it's like you cannot believe all the people that go and get this tea.
Is it tea at a specific time? Like 2 or 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Like that's.
But like, what do you do?
You go there and you eat tea. You drink tea.
Cucumber sandwiches.
You got some little piece.
The tea thing.
It is. It's
crazy. Do you know how unappealing this is? You can have tea and cucumber sandwiches.
I have to admit, I've tried the tea.
I'll pass.
The tea is fantastic. Either way, what goes with tea, everyone? Mike, what goes with tea?
Crumpets.
What do you put in your tea?
I don't put anything in my tea.
But what do most people put in their tea?
Some weirdos put milk or honey in their tea.
Ah, honey. Okay. I'm glad you said that. So outside, they had
Say the word, Mike. Say the word.
Say it.
Glad you said it.
They had beehive area. And they have all these big white boxes, and they have bees in there, and you can walk around in there, and you can look at the bees, and that's where they make the honey for the tea.
Sure.
So the honey is made there for the tea. So you can kind of sit in there. And I sat in there for a while and thought to myself, this is really weird to just be able to sit in this little courtyard garden area with all these bees buzzing around and know for a fact that after I read this sign, I felt comfortable enough to know that I'm more than likely not going to get stung. And I sat in there for probably like, whatever. You know me, like little kids, Grand Canyon, probably 5 minutes the most.
So would you pick bees first?
I think
in this scenario, right? So would you pick bees first knowing that you have stood amongst the bees? Right? And nothing happens.
Well, the problem is, I think if one bee tries to go after you,
that's a problem.
Then the rest are going to go after you, too.
Right.
So I don't know what the difference is between these honeybees are and, like, what kind of bees you're going to put in that room. So I don't know.
Wasn't it the one sting puts off a pheromone, the other one's like, sting that dude.
Right. And, like, the worst...
Thanks, bees.
The worst to me would be that giant Japanese wasp, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Just one or two of them just, like, hovering around like a game of Galaga.
But the difference is, like, they will attack, and they can spray your ass.
Oh, yeah, they spit venom?
Yeah. They shoot it out of their ass, man. So it's not even like... They don't even have to sting you to take you out.
So, men's room poll. 1 hour locked in a room. What are you going to go for? Snakes or some venomous tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee?
It's some interesting. It says, let's see. Choice one, snakes. Most snakes just want to mind their own business. I agree with that. They say number two, the chimp. I have a concealed pistol license. The chimp does not.
You don't get to bring guns.
Yeah, you're not. You're
it's
bringing
you,
a weapon.
Come on, man. You are in the room.
If I get to bring a gun, I take
any of them.
Yeah, you're right. I take the chimp first.
Can you defend Absolutely. Yourself at all?
Of course.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the best you can.
Not with weapons.
You could stomp tarantulas.
No, like, right. That's what I'm saying.
We'll give you bees. Because you're in there for an hour, we will give you a wooden chair that you can sit in. If you feel you need to use it as a weapon, go ahead.
Oh, hands down tarantulas. Here's why. You can stomp a tarantula. The chances of it just getting angry at you for stomping it and coming at you like a snake would, very slim. Well, it's just going to get crushed.
All right. Now, what about the tarantulas that have climbed up on the wall or on the ceiling? That, to me, this is where the problem is. What the snakes, they're going to be on the floor. The bees can kind of go wherever they want. The chimp, I know he's only going to be on the floor, but he can kill me.
How many tarantulas want to hang upside down the whole time?
I don't know, but if it's a room full, they're going to want to make space for themselves, is what I'm thinking.
How poisonous are tarantulas? What do they do? I know they're big and they're ugly and they're scary.
They're wrong. They are wrong to be on this earth.
Do they bite you? Do they?
I think they'll bite you, but I don't know that they're all venomous.
You need to provoke them.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's your men's room poll. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hello, Jeff.
What's up?
Hola. All right.
Jeff, you playing for Team Sober, Not Sober?
Absolutely not sober.
Okay. Jeff, our men's room poll. 1 hour locked in a room full of snakes, tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee?
The tarantulas. I stomp those guys down, no problem.
All right, Jeff. We got you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, just one of them gets on you, it's a game changer.
No.
All right.
That's not going to happen. I'll kill them all.
I'll kill them all. All right, Metallica, here is your question. What country has a larger surface area than Pluto?
What country? China.
That would have been my guess, too.
Russia?
Russia.
Oh, Russia.
Not the Russia. Your Pluto is tiny. Not like your American dog. I want to say it's only happened like 2 or 3 years ago. But how did Pepsi beat a man in court who claimed that he found a mouse in his Mountain Dew?
Yeah, that happened, apparently.
How did Pepsi beat the claim? What was their defense? And it worked, by the way.
Hello?
Yeah, was that a question?
Yes, yeah. How did Pepsi beat the claim that there was a mouse in someone's Pepsi? How did they defend themselves?
It didn't happen.
No, close, but...
Did he put the mouse in?
The guy put it in, but you had to prove that he did, and that's the whole thing. You're in court, how do you prove it? And they said, listen, you probably did not want to know this about our Mountain Dew product, but based on the date... that he bought it versus the date that says it was bottled.
It would not be there anymore.
The mouse would have dissolved.
There
would not be
eaten it. There would have not even a trace of it.
So the point is that there may have been a mouse in your Mountain Dew, but you drank it. It liquefies.
There could have been a nail in there, right. And you wouldn't know.
But I love that sort of defense. Like, look, we don't want to bring it up, but we ain't paying them money. That S will dissolve the bones of the mouse.
It takes rust off a nail.
Yeah. But it helps you do the dew. You got a 50-50 awesome. Shot on this. Do penguins spend more time on land or in the water?
On land.
More time in the water, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a sad video of penguins living on a trash island.
Damn, Ted. Way to bring the room down, brother. Oh. Jesus Christ. I mean, I would just think most people say penguins. People probably have this cute idea in their head. They're in the water. They're diving. Like, they live on a trash island.
Yeah, man. There's too much trash.
Are they still in the Arctic or what was it?
No, it's just there's like these islands of huge amounts of trash floating in our oceans. And these penguins thought it was an island. So they're just living on it now.
All right. Well, now.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
But can they still lay their eggs and eat?
No, because they're on trash islands.
I mean, I don't know how they're going to dig in trash island.
Dig treasure island. What, do they bury their eggs? Or I thought they just sat on them,
floating on trash island.
Well, they dig a little hole for them.
It's trash, man. They can dig a little hole. Look, if they sit on the egg and you can have a baby and you still dive in and you eat whatever it is they got to fish, right? It's like mobile homes now. So I'm trying to put a positive spin on it.
I'm going to Google penguins on trash island.
Nobody wants to live on trash island.
I wouldn't go. Just give it a different name. It's a terrible name. All right. In the meantime, as Ted digs up this information on the penguins living on Trash Island. For 67 consecutive years, up until 1947, what was the most popular girl's baby name?
Up until what year?
Up until 1947.
1947.
And a few people still.
1947.
Think biblically.
Susan?
Mary. Why you bugging?
That was actually in the Bible. I think we're going to get to know Jeff. All right. Mickey Mouse shook hands with conductor Leopold Stokowski. He was a conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra. In what movie?
Something About Mary.
There's Something About Mary.
Mickey Mouse.
It's a Disney movie. Jeff, we're looking
for... I didn't know the answer. I tried to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were lucid, but... Terrible joke, but Fantasia.
There's only one real movie with Mickey Mouse in it.
Yeah, what? Other than Steamboat Freaking Willie.
Jeff, how old are you?
50.
You're 50 years old. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, what is another movie? Where Mickey Mouse has anything to do with it, right?
Okay, we're off to a great start here.
I'm feeling good.
I don't
know. All right, in nautical terms, what does stern mean?
You're 50, Jeff. You got this. 50-50. Come on.
Come on, Miles. Help me out here.
If you don't know that and you know my name, there's big problems in the world.
You got...
Like, you should know that before you know my name by voice recognition.
But if you've never been on... Like, you don't own a boat or hang out with people with boats. I only know it because I had a friend that bought a boat.
It's got to be One Direction or the other.
But Miles, you got to understand, I'm from California.
Okay? Oh, God.
Yeah, here we go.
Ready?
Stern, I don't know. From the boat? I don't know.
Oh, no way.
It's been a while.
I didn't think he was around anymore.
Well, I thought he was on vacation. It's a union gig for him, dude.
What a bummer. That opens up our phone lines and another contestant.
That's a shame.
That really is. Golly.
Because I was enjoying that.
Yeah. I can't believe he went all that way, though, and told us he was from California at the end. That was really weird.
So I don't believe him.
Mm-hmm. He was close, but yeah. It's the back of the boat.
Game is big.
He's close because there's four door. You can go left, right, front, or back. That's why he was close.
844-999-OLA. Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is God.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has the 8 mistakes that you make grilling burgers. Head chef coming up. Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, do we have any comments there?
Well, there's a couple of recurring comments. One, the guy that just called, no one likes him. Beyond that, you should know, Miles, as far as your theory goes about surviving out of the chimp, and you said, look, man, I base this on the fact. You see him in movies, Clyde with Clint Eastwood.
Or
not
whoever.
A chimpanzee.
Okay.
It was an orangutan.
Whoever.
Entirely different.
Thank you. I'm going to sleep a lot better tonight.
Well, look, the only person I know that ever had a chimpanzee was freaking Michael Jackson.
Wasn't there a chimpanzee in the Clint Eastwood movies, or was that a...
There was always the orangutan.
It was always the orangutan, man.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm losing my mind.
Bubbles the Chimp.
What was the television show?
BJ and the Bear.
Was that a chimpanzee?
I don't...
Man, I thought there was a chimpanzee somewhere along the way.
He may have had
a chimp.
I'm
probably losing my mind.
But
I'm not sure.
Judging by the name of it, I understand why they got along.
Yeah. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Hola. Paul, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Paul. Welcome to the show. All right, Paul. Men's room poll today. 1 hour locked in a room full of snakes.
Thieves. Definitely bees.
All right, bees it is.
Why bees?
Because they usually don't bug you unless you mess with them, so.
Why do they call them bugs? I don't believe you already.
Well, they don't sting you unless you mess with them. How about that?
Okay, fair enough.
We're forgetting a massive one.
What?
Lancelot Link.
Oh, yeah.
Secret chimp.
Yeah.
He was a PI.
Huh.
Find out what happened to him, though, man. He may have ripped some cast members apart, you know. All right, here is your question. What admiral of the American Revolution is considered to be the father of the U.S. Navy? And as a hint, he shares a name with a member of Led Zeppelin.
Well, that doesn't help me. And the only thing I can think of is from the war is Benedict, and that's not him. So we'll just go Benedict.
Say the question again.
He was an admiral during the American Revolution, and he's considered to be the father of the U.S. Navy. So not Benedict Arnold.
No, definitely not.
And he shares a name with one of the members of Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant.
I'm going to say Page.
John Paul Jones.
Jeez. See, when you say Jones, I thought, there's so many other examples that you could give for Jones.
But it's John Paul Jones.
The whole thing is John Paul Jones.
That's
his whole last
name. That's the dude's name.
I thought you meant like his last name was Jones.
No. No. His name is, in fact, John Paul Jones.
Okay.
And he didn't even play bass.
All right.
All right, your next question. The dwarf planet Ceres lies between what two planets? Jupiter and where?
Uranus?
Always the best guess, Paul.
If you don't know, just say Uranus. That's why we do it. Mars.
Yeah.
When they say dwarf, that means it's bigger than our moon?
Not necessarily, man. I think it's more like...
It just doesn't... It's, our moon, it's on its own without any other orbit?
It's on its own, right. So okay, our moon, right. I want to say... It's actually... Our moon's the biggest moon in the solar system.
Hmm.
Take that solar system. But if it were not orbiting the Earth and just orbited the sun, I believe I at that
okay.
point...
Right. Right. So it's still... Yes, I see.
Like Pluto. I think our moon might be bigger than Pluto, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, so let's move on. In what city would you find Centennial Olympic Park?
Centennial Olympic Park.
Mm-hmm. There's Centennial Park in Anchorage, Alaska. That is where bears will eat joggers.
I think it's the home of the bean.
Boston?
One of them, anyway.
Chicago.
Hotlanta.
Oh, Hotlanta.
Oh, that was the park Obama gave his speech in after he won
Millennium Park.
Damn it.
See, I got that confused.
Miles and I slept there with Castle very drunk for about 10 minutes, face down on book bags.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. Good times. By the way, this is a little
Our hotel room wasn't ready.
That was the thing. We had no place to go, and we are, I mean, drunk as hell. So we went to Millennium Park. We still had our bags with us because, again, the hotel room's not ready. We're just like, F it, man. Let's just go to sleep. And I swear to God, 15 minutes after we kind of doze off, we get a call from Hair Club, our boss, who's in a bar across the street. So the drinking kept going. Mm-hmm. And then we were served by a man named Simeon. It's just that Simeon means monkey. We could not let him live that down. We're like, Simeon like a monkey? I don't think he liked us much.
I was going to say, he had to be pumped.
Oh, yeah. He was not pumped. He was not pumped. It just blew our mind. By the way, Ted, I think you'll appreciate this most. Centennial Park, Atlanta, right? It's 1996 Summer Olympics. That is where, believe it or not, this was introduced to the world. You know those inflatable dancing guys outside?
Oh, yeah.
That's where they made their debut.
No kidding.
The 1996, in Centennial Olympic Park.
I love that, dude.
Everybody does. All right, we continue. What two letters represent the element magnesium on the periodic table?
Magnesium. M-E?
M-G. M-G.
Dang it.
Question number four, Paul.
Whew. As long as I get eaten, I'll be okay.
What would a sommelier recommend to you?
Wine.
All right. Very good.
There you go.
The most expensive one.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, always.
Or helicopters. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're going to take a little break for station identification. Still to come, head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the eight mistakes that you make grilling burgers. That is on the way. Also, the return of Noah Sherlock and more of Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.